In recent years, we've seen more women running for office and leading political movements across the country. Women make up about half of the American electorate, and they've outvoted men in every election since 1964, according to the Rutgers Center for American Women and Politics. But the numbers continue to paint a stark picture. Women held about 24% of congressional seats and 29% of statehouse seats in 2019. And on this side of the political conversation, the press, 73% of the country's largest newspapers were run by men in 2018, according to the Columbia Journalism Review.
But there's a new player on the scene this week looking to change that. It's a nonprofit newsroom called The 19th. It's a reference to the 19th Amendment. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with Erin Haynes, editor-at-large, to talk about why women need this today.
Really, The 19th is a newsroom and journalism whose time has come. And really, some people would even say that it's overdue. I think we've certainly heard that from a lot of people as well. You know, just 4 years ago, we had an election that was historic with you know, a major American political party nominating a woman to be president. But in those 4 years, it doesn't really seem like our approach to covering women in politics has really changed that much, despite everything that has kind of happened in the wake of that, whether we're talking about the Women's March or we're talking about the Me Too movement, or we're talking about the historic 2018 midterms, which saw a wave of women swept into the most diverse Congress that we've ever had, to now, if we get in the way back machine, to this time last year, you know, the entry of a record 6 women declaring their candidacy for president of the United States. So, you know, I really do think that we are at a moment where the 19th makes a lot of sense. And as our name suggests, we are also recognizing that this is coming to fruition as the country is celebrating the 19th Amendment, which guaranteed many, but not all women, the right to vote. And so really having a conversation about who and where we are as a country, especially around women's participation in our democracy, is just a really interesting prospect to be considering in this moment.
So you're looking at this intersection of women and politics, which, as you mentioned there, is very relevant for lots of reasons. Mm-hmm. What kinds of stories will you cover? What exactly does that mean?
Well, you know, what I tell people a lot is that the way that we are approaching this, we are covering politics and centering women, right? Because what people don't always understand is that all issues are women's issues, right? So, you know, whether we're talking about education or the economy or healthcare, you know, covering those issues through the lens of, frankly, the majority of the electorate makes sense to me, or at least I think it should be something that makes sense for folks in terms of how we approach our journalism. But too often, that is not really how we are covering women as an electorate. We tend to cover women who, again, like I said, are the majority of our population and our voters, but are treated more often like a special interest group, or as if they only have certain issues that are of concern to them. And that is certainly not the approach that we plan to take.
Yeah. I want to ask about the asterisk in the logo. What does that represent?
Thank you for asking about that, because that is very, very important to our identity and to our mission. As I mentioned, the 19th is named for the 19th Amendment, but there is a clear recognition among those of us who are starting this venture that we do not want to have this conversation without acknowledging the reality that when the 19th Amendment was passed 100 years ago this year, that did not expand the franchise to all women. It would be generations before, you know, women of color, Black women, in particular, you know, were able to get fuller access to the franchise. And even today, we know that there are marginalized communities that include women that are still not fully able to participate in our democracy for various reasons. I think we would be remiss to not include them in that conversation, and really to not be talking about the 19th Amendment as an ongoing experiment in our democracy.
Right. Arizona is an interesting place for this, I think, because we've always prided ourselves here on having women, lots of women in high elected offices in our state. And I think that's true here. And I think it's growing, as you say, around the country. But the numbers are still not great at all in terms of equity. Do you think it's changing? Do you think that we are taking any steps backward at the same time?
Well, equity is certainly the goal, right? And I think that while there is progress being made, equity is not quite where we are. You had like I said, a record number of women stepping up to run and win, you know, elections to Congress. But, you know, there still are absolutely barriers. I think 2018, while it showed a lot of the progress, did show areas in which we still fall short. One of the most prominent that resonated with a lot of Black women was the Stacey Abrams' race down in Georgia, you know, as she sought to become the first Black woman in America elected governor and fell just short of that. So, yeah, I think regardless of our politics, just the idea that women are not fully represented in our representative government is a conversation that is not partisan, that we all need to be having.
And this is true in the media as well. And you and the other women who are founding this have also pointed out there's a disparity in the people who actually get to choose what stories to tell in the media, mostly men. So why is it important for you from that point of view to be the voice behind this, to be one of the voices behind this?
Absolutely. It does mean a lot to us that not only are we creating the type of journalism that we need to be seeing as a democracy and an electorate, but we are attempting to create the kind of newsroom that our democracy needs, and equity being central to that mission. As we point out, and as a lot of people know, I'm sure you know, two-thirds of the political journalists who are covering our democracy are white men. And that is obviously not reflective of our democracy. And so in being able to conceive of the type of newsroom that is more reflective of who we are as a country, you know, we are being deliberate about what that looks like. And while, you know, we certainly encourage everyone who is interested in working with us to step up and submit their, you know, name and talent for consideration, having a newsroom that does have a lot of women and a lot of different kinds of women is very important to us, because it's the kind of thing that you can only do when you are completely starting new.
All right. Erin Haynes, editor at large for The 19th. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.